Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. The basic idea of Twitter is simple. You can compose very short posts, short as in 140 characters max, called tweets, and your followers see them. But it's a little more interactive than that, because you can also direct your tweets to a specific person in order to either start a conversation or reply. So you can have discussions with certain followers on Twitter, but here's the thing. It's all publicly visible, so all of your conversations are happening out in the open. You can make your tweets private and also send private messages to other users, but really the whole point of Twitter is to be visible, especially when it comes to promoting your book. Sending out tweets to your followers is the easy part, but how do you get followers in the first place? Several ways. You can follow other Twitter users. You can retweet, which means repost, their tweets to give them a boost. And you can make sure your tweets are visible. One way to do this is by using hashtags. You've probably seen hashtags before. They're phrases or words with a pound sign in front that makes your tweet show up when someone searches for all tweets with that hashtag. It's almost like using tags on WordPress.com. You could gain lots of new followers simply by using popular hashtags. Although using hashtags that aren't as popular can be beneficial too, because even though not as many people are searching for them, those people are more likely to find you when they do search because your tweet won't get buried quite as quickly under everyone else's more recent tweets. And in general, you can tweet more than you post to Facebook. This is because Twitter lends itself so well to quick, short and frequent bursts of information that your followers expect to receive tweets often. Twitter newbies may feel like they're spamming if they tweet too much, but it's not uncommon for some people to tweet twice every hour, and I've seen more. It is true you could lose followers if you monopolize everyone's feed and all they see is your tweets plastered all over the screen when they log in, but my point is that you can tweet a lot, and as a busy writer, you probably won't have to worry about tweeting too much. So have at it. There are lots of interesting things you can post and talk about on Twitter. But in order to maintain a focused professional presence, tweet about subjects that are related to your book or to what you write or teach about. But be human too and tweet about life lessons or funny stories. Post interesting pictures. As long as they have some relevance to your niche or to writing in general. Tweet the first sentence of your latest blog post. Announce a giveaway. Share a quote. And post links. A link to your author site where they can sign up for your mailing list. A link to your Facebook page. A link to your book's sales page. Just make sure your tweets are varied and you'll keep your followers' attention. And one thing I started doing recently is what I call a Twitterinar, which is really just a Q&A session with your followers. It's a great way to interact with followers, old and new, and provide them with lots of valuable information for free. It doesn't take a lot of your time, just an hour a week, and you'll notice new followers rolling in by the dozen. People will follow you if you give them something, and they'll continue to follow you if they know they'll get more. And conducting the Twitterinar is actually very easy. Just tell your followers to put the at symbol followed by your Twitter handle, which is a fancy word for username, in each tweet before their question. That way, it will be directed to you as a reply, and as long as you're looking at your tweets and replies feed, not just your tweets feed, you'll see all of their questions. And replying to them is easy. Just hit reply. Twitter is a simple, powerful, and fun tool that can help you build a following quickly if you use it correctly. And of course, that following will translate into book sales when the time comes. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, check out my latest offering, the Total Author Package, which includes setup of your professional author website plus 2 coaching sessions a month to help you write, publish, and sell your book in 12 months or less. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Right podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.